and we are talking about Cosmopolitan, which, true to its name, brings together artists, writers, collectives from Australia, New Zealand, China, the USA, and France. So this exhibition addresses our changing relationship between the divisions and interconnections of the local and the global aspects of modern society. I'm joined now by the co-curators, Raffaella Pontefini and Yana Hawkins Anderson. Good morning to you both.
Morning.
Hi.
So let's get started at the very beginning. Can you tell us a little bit about the inception of Cosmopolitan?
So the very beginning was me talking to a friend, Ainsley, who had just moved to London, actually. And we were kind of like joking about how we've done shows before together, and we're kind of joking about how the shows that we've done together have always been so cosmopolitan. And she'd just arrived in London, which is kind of the cosmopolitan, well, one of them, hub of the world. And her experience there was really kind of isolating and, you know, really upsetting, I guess, for a period of time. And so we were just talking, you know, the banter about the idea of cosmopolitan, and not that it's a joke, but that kind of misconception of what that can mean was quite interesting. So that's kind of where it really began. And then I was, you know, spoke to Yana about it, and we kind of put together.
So to you, cosmopolitan is kind of in that vein, seemingly better than it, like it's kind of doesn't live up to the expectations about what might be cosmopolitan? Is that what you're
kind Yeah, of I think it's a complicated idea that means a lot of different things to different people in different places. And I think that's sort of that aspect of it is what we were interested in exploring and putting together a lot of different artists working with different communities, different places around the world, and kind of bringing that to this like sort of strange location of Sydney Harbour as this, I guess, symbol of cosmopolitanism in Australia, whatever that means.
Right.
Yeah.
And so at a glance, cosmopolitan also seems to have a really strong focus on global interconnection. Can you just explain or describe how that's explored and why?
Well, I guess, you know, the idea of communities, especially artistic communities, is very different these days. And a lot of the artists that we've looked at, you know, we would be inspired by over the internet or over Instagram and have conversations with them. So the idea of what a community means, especially in the arts and, you know, in music and in fashion or whatever, is really quite different. So we wanted to, you know, whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, like I think that there's positives and negatives about, like, you know, globalized world and you know, what that's meant for communities actually in cities. And so we wanted to, you know, bring together these communities that do exist in a way online in their own, you know, communities and put them together, but, you know, in a real life situation.
So as I mentioned earlier, there's artists from Australia, New Zealand, China, the USA and France. Why did you choose those locations in particular? What do they kind of add to Cosmopolitan?
I think it was more guided by the specific artists more than the place. I mean, there's definitely a lot of artists there that we're really big fans of, and we've been interested in their work for a long time. And some of them have never shown in Australia before. And I think as well, this kind of idea of Australia being this in some ways isolated, but also very connected at the same time. And so kind of looking at these artists' work online for a long time, it was more guided by that than like specifically where they were from. Although, yeah, I guess there is a lot of them from the USA, but that wasn't necessarily intentional.
So speaking about the artists, can you tell us who's involved and what we can expect there?
Yes, absolutely. So we have a pretty major work by Destiny Deacon, and who also works in collaboration with
Destiny.
I mean, I have just been a huge fan of her work for, like, I can honestly say decades now. So to have her and Virginia involved is a huge honour, and it's a work that, you know, no one's seen before and everything. So that's, like, really exciting. Also, Juliana Huxtable is a huge inspiration and has been for years. And her work amazingly her artwork hasn't been seen here. She's played as a DJ, but, yeah, so... there a couple, and do you want to add any?
Yeah, I'm really excited for Mimosa Eckard's work. She hasn't shown work in Australia before, and she's made something new specifically for the show. She's an artist that I've been interested in for a really long time.
And then Melbourne artist Spencer's work is going to be an actual curatorial project, so like a small curated project within the show that's their artwork. And so there's a list of kind of 10 mainly local Australian artists.
Is Spencer's work Hippies Use a Side Door to Enter the Bazaar?
Yeah.
So it's a show within the show.
Right, yeah. Okay, interesting.
Yeah, it's a curatorial project within our kind of larger.
So I'm interested as well in the format of Cosmopolitan, because I think I read it's 7 days and 4 nights.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, so why did you choose that format?
Well, there's a few. I mean, I've often worked in that way. I really like projects, especially in Sydney, in underused locations. Like, I think there's a lot of amazing and big, extraordinary venues that are underused. So the 7 days, I guess, you know, to be really honest, would be mainly to do with budget, because we are doing this independently. But also it kind of like frames it more as an event. So the 7 days, it's in the Drill Hall at Critical Path, which is at Critical Path on Rushcutters Bay. And then there's like four events, like a publication launch and a music night with an amazing lineup. And then Yana and I are going to do a curatorial walkthrough next on the following Saturday.
So the location I'm really interested in, how did that inspire your curatorial process? Because it's an old Navy site.
Mm. Yeah.
So it's on a marina. It's like the yachting center of Australia or something. I mean, it's sort of a really strange cosmopolitan, like niche weird location. I feel like it's interesting within that idea to me personally, and kind of overlooks Sydney Harbour, the Harbour Bridge, and
yeah, you're like literally looking across at them.
And is it unused? Usually?
No, it's a Critical Path uses that. That's their space.
Yeah, and that's a dance organisation. But they use it for kind of they do performances there, but mainly like residencies and things like that. But it's not used kind of 100% of the time. They also rent it out. So it's, to me, I think with Sydney as well, there's these locations where in these really wealthy areas that, you know, a lot of artists and a lot of people don't actually get to access. So you literally would not access that area if you didn't live there, you know, on the water with the yachts. So I really like that idea of opening up those spaces to, a broad audience and putting like this type of work in there. I think it's going to be a really interesting dynamic between those two things and, yeah.
Yeah, it's very easy to kind of stay in a very small geographic location if you go to art things, and you tend to not travel because there's no reason to go to Rushcutters Bay and things like that.
Yeah, also they don't really make, you know, those spaces available or welcome to, you know, to people. And so, yeah, I think that it's beautiful in that kind of Sydney-esque way, I guess. So, yeah, I think it will be funny and fun.
Yeah. It will be funny. we had our first meeting about the show at the Cosmopolitan Cafe in Double Bay.
We did.
In the Cosmopolitan Centre.
Yeah.
Do you think there's kind of more opportunity for emerging artists and curators to present work in these spaces that you're particularly interested in, Raphael?
Well, not really, because I think it's really hard to use these spaces. It's expensive, and then often I guess, you know, grant bodies don't 100% understand why you would want to do that. Like, right. It's, you know, it's difficult. It's kind of expensive. It's like extra work, because there's no walls in there either. That's the other thing to note.
Wow. You know, sounds like a challenge.
Yeah. So, I hope that, you know, people do use, underutilized spaces, but I don't think it's that easy. But, you know, I really hope that this format where, you know, we're selling tickets, which I think is kind of unusual for a visual arts thing. Mm. I do hope that this format, you know, does inspire things to be done like that, because it means you can work independently. It means if you're coming, you're literally supporting the project. You're knowing that all the artists are being paid. I really think that's very important. I think that there needs to be a switch away from the idea that visual artists and, you know, arts administrators or whatever, everyone should be working for free.
It's a lot of that.
Yeah. I mean, there's a big difference between you know, it being accessible for people who don't have money to come along to things, but then also for supporting artists and realizing that it's extremely difficult these days to put things on, and that, yeah, everyone should get paid, and that that's really important.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think the arts world is just a little bit too inundated with free labor, and it relies a lot on that.
It does. Well, yeah, it does. And kind of like, you know, you get an experience. But I don't think, and that's really high, goes up to a high level, like things at the MCA or things at the Biennale. It doesn't mean that artists are getting paid really well for their work. Like, I don't actually think that they are.
No.
Yeah. It can be very unsustainable to be an artist, I suppose, unless you're like top tier.
I think even then it's difficult. Challenging. So yes, come along and support us all.
So thank you so much for joining me. Everyone can head to Cosmopolitan from the 24th of August to the 31st at Critical Path in Darling Point. And as usual, we'll put all the links to tickets and more details up on our show page if you look for So Hot Right Now on the 2SER website. So thanks so much for coming in.